if we could raise the temperature of our laboratory above a few million billion degrees. At such temperatures, the symmetry would be no longer hidden, but clearly apparent in the properties of the particles in the standard model. E.g., at these temperatures, the electron and the W and Z particles and all the quarks would be massless. Temperatures like a million billion degrees cannot be created in the laboratory, and do not exist today, even in the centers of the hottest stars. But according to the simplest version of the generally accepted Big Bang theory of cosmology, there was a moment, some 10 to 20 billion years in the past, when the temperature of the universe was infinite. About 1/10 billionth of a second after this starting moment, the temperature of the universe had dropped to a few million billion degrees, and at this time, the symmetry between the weak and electromagnetic forces became broken. This symmetry breaking probably did not happen instantaneously and uniformly. In more familiar phase transitions, like the freezing of water or the magnetization of iron, the transition may occur a little earlier or later at one point or another, and may not occur in the same way everywhere, as we see, for instance, in the formation of separate small crystals of ice, or of domains in a magnet in which the magnetization points in different directions. This sort of complication in the electroweak phase transition might have had various detectable effects, for instance, on the abundances of the light elements that were formed a few minutes later. But we cannot assess these possibilities until we learn the mechanism by which the electroweak symmetry became broken. We know that there is a broken symmetry between the weak and electromagnetic forces because the theory that is based on this symmetry works. It makes a large number of successful predictions about the properties of the W and Z particles and about the forces they transmit. But we are not actually sure that the electroweak symmetry is broken by the vacuum value of some field in the theory, or that there is a Higgs particle. Something has to be included in the electroweak theory to break this symmetry, but it is possible that the breakdown of the electroweak symmetry is due to indirect effects of some new kind of extra-strong force that does not act on ordinary quarks or electrons or neutrinos, and for that reason has not yet been detected. Such theories were developed in the late 1970s, but have problems of their own. One of the chief missions of the superconducting supercollider, now under construction, is to settle this issue. This is not the end of the story of spontaneous symmetry breaking. The idea of spontaneous symmetry breaking has also played a part in our efforts to bring the third force of the standard model, the strong nuclear force, into the same unified framework as the weak and electromagnetic forces. Although the obvious difference between the weak and electromagnetic forces